The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here it is, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're in overdrive. If you are watching this on Infowars.com/show or on YouTube, please call your local radio station and ask them to carry the fourth hour of the show if they're not doing it. You can also, of course, watch it live at Infowars.com/show, like I just said. We're going to get to your calls here in this segment and part of the next. And so don't hang up. We got Ben, Roger, and Matt coming up. And I'm going to get to some vaccine news that really blew my mind last night. And also talking about the garbage trucks that are going to start spying on you and what's going on in California, because California leads the nation on these horrible trends of encroaching on your rights and liberties, claiming it's for the betterment of the greater good. But let's get to Matt in Colorado. You want to talk about Romans 13 and SSRI drugs? Go ahead.
And by the way, David Knight is back today.
That's right. And, oh, yeah. David Knight will be in at the bottom of the hour. He's got an amazing TSA story. He got his family got pulled aside. They were going to get groped. He's got this amazing story. We got some video of it that he shot yesterday at the airport. And he took a well-deserved, I guess it was a about a week and a half vacation with his family. So we're going to talk about that a little bit and also some things that he saw while he was out west. But anyway, Matt in Colorado, go ahead. What's your question?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about a few things, but I was put on Ritalin in third grade, and from the moment I was put on it, I was diagnosed with ADD. They said I had a problem.
Because you didn't like to sit still for 8 hours a day in a classroom, right? That was your problem.
I was fidgety, and I liked to play with toys, and I liked to build things. And
you were a kid?
Yeah, that made me, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
But from the moment I was put on Ritalin, it basically made me feel pretty much suicidal all the time. I remember getting in arguments with my parents, you know, as kids would do, and telling them, you know, my default solution was, well, I'm just going to go kill myself, you know. And it wasn't until about 10th grade that I actually started refusing to take it. And
so,
I think
so you weaned yourself off of it without...
Yeah, pretty much.
And how did you feel after you weaned yourself off of it?
Oh, great. And actually, my sister's, my nephew, her son was diagnosed with ADD a couple of years ago, and I begged her. I told her, do not put him on Ritalin. It will ruin your child's life. Don't do it. And so far, she hasn't done it. And he's one of the most respectful, obedient kids. He plays football. He's great at football, and I mean, he's probably one of the best behaved kids I've ever known.
Yeah, you know, when kids have an outlet for their energy, which an outlet for their energy is not sitting in school for 8 hours a day, but when they're able to go out and play sports, or they're given constructive things to do, stuff to concentrate on, they're able to figure out how to use their mental abilities to their benefit. But when you're putting them on these drugs that are turning them into zombies, and they're sitting and watching TV or playing video games for hours, there's just no comparison of the two. And also, I think diet is also a big thing in these kids being hyperactive. You give a kid a lot of sugar, a lot of processed food, a lot of dyes, and they're going to act out. And then people are going to say, well, they have ADD. We got to do something about it. Here's a drug. But you can still keep feeding them that crap. That's okay. So that's another thing you should also tell your sister. You know, look at his diet. What is she feeding him? That's another way to help that out. Matt, do you have anything else?
Yeah, my sister used to see them McDonald's all the time, and now they're actually eating healthier, and you can see the change dramatically. And I also noticed every time I look back on my childhood, all my elderlies would talk about how I love to build things and do this and that. And I noticed my nephew is the same way, and I'm like, well, you need to tune into what they're good at. If a child has ADD, it's not a curse. It's a gift. It's a gift, and you just need to tune
It's a gift of having lots of energy. It's having lots of energy, wanting to do things, be creative. Thank you for the call, Matt. We're going to be back with Ben, Eric, Roger, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, Overdrive. I'm Rob Dew, your host. Thank you for watching.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are in the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is the Alex Jones Show. And if you're listening to this on your radio and you like to see what's going on, like to look at the articles, watch the videos we're going to be playing a little bit later, you can go to InfoWars.com/show and watch the free live stream. Tell all your friends and family about it. It's free. You can watch it right there on your computer. And there's from live to that, it's about a four-second delay. So you're only getting, it's really 4 seconds. And that's about it, which is, I think, is really amazing. Ben, you want to talk about big pharma and mass shootings. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the fourth hour.
I am too. It's been great.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to say on the abortion issue that InfoWars Life should probably consider maybe coming out with like a prenatal supplement or something like that, because it's hard to be able to decipher which ones you can trust and which ones you can't trust.
That's a very good idea. My wife's actually pregnant with our fourth child, and she takes some really good prenatal vitamins. She did her research, but I totally agree with you. That's a great suggestion. Go on, continue.
Yeah, I mean, well, my wife's a nurse, and we're talking about having another kid, but she you know, where we have to plan around her having to get this flu shot or else, you know, being ostracized from the nursing community. So it's really tough to try and weigh the benefits and the risks. But right. It's coming up on the one-year anniversary, the 22nd, of a friend of one of mine. You can look it up. She pushed her daughter out of the way of getting run over by a car in front of a Walgreens. And, you know, we started a or contributed to a GoFundMe page and everything else and raised a bunch of money for our family. But recently, you know, we were looking to get charges filed against this woman who, you know, basically ran her over and killed her in front of Walgreens. Well, turns out, of course, that she was on all kinds of pharmaceuticals, but because they were prescription, no charges were going to be filed.
Wow.
And, you know, Big Pharma, they kill in, you know, a peripheral fashion as well. It's not just the mass shooters that, you know, take people out. It's the ruined families with the abusive parents or, you know, children that are put on the ADHD medication like the last guy. I mean, according to that 92 New Zealand survey and then the follow-up studies, it's the vaccinations that cause ADHD in the first place. Or, you know, that's what they led, that's what the eventual conclusion was.
That so, and I mean, allergies. Yeah, there's lots of studies that they've done in Europe looking at kids who are unvaccinated versus vaccinated. And I did a bunch of reports on this last year, just going over the numbers that they were seeing. And they were just polling families and saying, does your kid have allergies? Does your kid have ADHD? Were they vaccinated? And the ones that weren't vaccinated, it was drastically lower the amount of side effects that these kids had. Because it's not just death or encephalopathy, whatever it's called, when you have encephalitis and you're having seizures of the brain, or febrile seizures. It's not those things. Those are really bad side effects, or autism. Those are really bad ones. There's a ton of other side effects that could be happening, and your kid probably has them. Does your kid have allergies? Does your kid, especially to certain foods, peanut allergies is specifically linked to certain vaccinations. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and so that's basically it. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of her death. It's a really sad thing. You know, we dedicated our softball team to her and everything else because she was a great person.
And the person driving the car, what were they on? What were they taking?
They didn't release the specifics. I don't know that, but I do know that that was the case. But nothing specific, no specific drug type or anything like that. But it was, you know, it's a tragedy. This family is, you know, it's ruined forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Big Pharma is not just about the mass shooters and everything else. It's about, you know, the families who are affected, you know, by these little conditions that people have to suffer through their entire lives. I mean, ADHD has been a struggle for me personally. I'm lucky now to have a job that, you know, where I, like the last guy say, I build stuff. I build machines that measure radiation from a linear accelerator for cancer treatment. And, you know, I didn't make it through college because my ADHD just had a hold of me. But here I am doing this high level of work, and it's because, you know, we have this opportunity, you know, with these manufacturing and, you know, assembly type jobs. That's perfect for ADHD. And then, you know, all of those are going overseas to China, though. So it's a pretty grim picture. But overall, I think that, you know.
But you can always get a job with Big Pharma selling this crap to kids and pushing it on other people. I mean, they seem to be set up to make profits at the expense of our health. And now that we have Obamacare, you're going to see more people getting prescribed this stuff on a mass scale. And that's what they want. They put out the metrics. They want over half of us medicated by the year 2020 on some sort of drug, because that's the problem. They think the human is not perfect enough. They need to help us and augment us. Thanks for the call, Ben. Roger, you're going to be my last call for a little bit, but Joshua, Bodie, and Eric, you guys hang on. I may be able to get to you by the end of the show if you want to hang on. But Roger in California, go ahead.
Yeah, I had an idea for you to massively reach a lot more people. Every day people send out emails. Virtually everyone listening has got one or multiple email accounts. When you create a new email, it says something like, Sincerely, Rob Do. What happens if you change the settings in your email so it says, Sincerely, Rob Do, visit Infowars.com. If you like the site, put it in your signature line. Then every day when you're sending out emails, maybe to dozens of people, they're going to see that link. Some of them are going to click it, and they're going to like the website, and maybe they'll put in their signature line. Just think about this. This could be a massive viral way to do this because everyone listening, virtually everyone's got at least one email account, maybe several.
Right.
And they could be reaching all kinds of people. Every time they send an email, there's a link back to InfoWars.
Right. That's in your auto signature. You can set that up on just about every email system that I know of. And one thing, if you guys want to pull up the computer that I have in here, get informed now. You can sign up for the InfoWars Insider. We send out an email list every day. Even on the weekends, you get a couple of them. And you can forward those to your friends and family. And those have articles and other things that we're really pushing that day. Today we're going to be putting the video in of the sheriff who's running for he's running for sheriff in Harris County over near Houston, who's got a real strong constitutional mind and really tells it like it is. And he broke down yesterday how Obama, the secret behind his purging of the military officers in this, because those guys did not take the oath to protect and serve the president. They take an oath to the Constitution, and that is where he doesn't like it. So anyway, continue on, Roger. What else do you have?
The point is that every time you send out an email, there could be a link back to InfoWars or to InfoWars Show or whatever. And, you know, you could also do this, for example, if you post on the Internet. I mean, virtually everyone's posting, and they've got some kind of a signature line, even mm-hmm. on Facebook, on these social media. Every time you post on the Internet, every time you send an email, it could say, like, sincerely, Rob Dew, you know, visit InfoWars.com, and all they have to do is click the link. People are going to click it out of curiosity. And the thing is, so you could have someone in a course of just doing their normal day's work, they could be sending out 10, 20 links to the show. And when people are just, it's a normal email that people are naturally reading, you know, from a friend to a friend or to, you know, family members or, you know, something like that. You know, business associates, they're going to click the link, you know, because this is from a friend of theirs. It says visit InfoWars. They just click the link. Boom, they're there. And this could really go massively viral. Because I know you need to reach more people, but this is a simple way people are automatically doing it. People are automatically going to reach more people.
And people trust what they hear from their friends more than they trust, especially what they see from the mainstream media out there, because, you know, I think a lot of people have gotten the hint that the mainstream media doesn't have their best interests in heart. Thank you for that call, Roger. That's a great suggestion, and people should do that. So open up your auto signature. Put InfoWars.com. Put a little tagline in there. Do you know what the government's doing to you today? Go to InfoWars.com. Now I want to switch gears real quick and just cover some articles that came out of a newspaper called The Daily Nation. I've got actually six articles from them right now. The first came out 2 days ago, and this is a developing story that's going on. Here's the headline. Panic as 2 children die, 7 in critical condition after measles vaccine. And this is... 7 children in Caro Valley Hospital hospitalized. Hundreds of others recalled to medical centers for observation. 2 children died on Tuesday and 7 were hospitalized in serious condition after receiving the measles vaccine in the Caro Valley. 7 were said to be in critical condition and falling ill soon after the botched jabs. Both the dead children were 9 years old. The mother of one of the children was also said to have developed swelling on her lips after coming into contact with the vomit from her dying baby. This is just horrible to read this. And so I saw this. I put it out on Twitter last night. And I said, I wonder who they're going to blame. They're not going to blame the vaccine. And then I did some searching. And, oh, look, children who died after measles vaccine were injected by a cleaner. So they're blaming it on the cleaning person now. They're going to get thrown under the bus. 2 children died after were injected by a cleaner, the government said on Wednesday. Director of Medical Services said the housekeeper, the ones from Cleaner, has worked at the health center for more than 8 years, and it seems he has treated patients before. The man has been arrested. Other than the domestic fridge not providing the correct temperatures, there is possibility the cleaner used the wrong chemical to mix the vaccine, which comes in a powder form. So it's not like the same format that you see here in the United States where they're injecting a vial. They're actually mixing it. And there is a possibility that that happened, that maybe they got too much. But it wasn't anything else other than the vaccine that was causing these children to die, so it seems, especially from this article. But now, pathologists launch investigation into Caro Valley measles death. A team of government pathologists from Nairobi were on Wednesday sent to the Caro Valley to carry out investigations into Tuesday's mysterious death of 2 minors after a botched measles vaccination. And this is the mother of here's a picture of the mother of one of the kids who died. Really horrible stuff. And it gets even worse after this. And of course, the church in that area is speaking out against vaccinations. And, of course, they're coming under fire from the local governments because the plan is to vaccinate the third world population vigorously. And what Bill Gates says, he hopes to reduce population by 10%. So he just admits it right there at a TED Talk. And we'll be back with more. I've got more vaccination news. We're going to have David Knight in studio. It's the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, fourth hour.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser with concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others. Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Back live with the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, also known as InfoWars Live. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'm going to have David Knight here at the bottom of the hour talking about his adventures in TSA land. And we also might get to this article from Activist Post. Garbage trucks begin recording license plates, or to begin recording license plates for law enforcement. This is a plan going on in California to have the garbage man spying on you. It's not bad enough. They go through your garbage every once in a while and they're looking for evidence. Now they're going to have the garbage men with little cameras mounted on them to spy on you. We're going to get to that all in 1 second. I want to continue back with this vaccination news. Now, the reason the church is speaking out against these vaccines goes back to earlier in the summer. Here's a here's an article, actually earlier than that, here's an article from February 8, 2015. Polio vaccination begins despite protests from Catholic Church. And nearly 6 million children in 32 counties will be vaccinated against polio despite the Catholic Church asking parents to boycott the exercise over concerns of safety of the vaccine. Controversy is similar to one that happened last year when the Catholic Church raised a storm over a tetanus vaccination, which they claim caused sterility in women. Dr. Karnja said the polio vaccine, which is not like the old ones used for routine vaccination exercise and available in any hospital, is laced with an active ingredient, a hormone that, if injected into children, will affect their growth and reproductive abilities. He says it is not like the ones used for routine, but it is laced. So they're claiming it's got some kind of population control mechanism built into it, which is what Bill Gates has said. You can go to any of our videos and look up Bill Gates and vaccination. I think we even questioned him about it when he came here in Austin a few years ago. But hey, a lab tested it and declared the polio vaccine safe. So you can, that was all. These are all from the Daily Nation. This is an African website, and the polio vaccine currently being administered to children under the age of 5 is safe. The National Quality Control Laboratory has said. But why were people, why was the church speaking out against it? And why were people mad? Well, here we go. This is in July 28th. Checkups begin after BUSA children paralyzed after jabs. Oh, look at that. Polio vaccine causes polio. Who'd have thunk it? 30 children who were paralyzed after being injected at a dispensary in Busia have begun checkups. The affected children developed weak limbs after being injected. Most of the children can barely walk, while others have septic wounds. Older children use walking sticks to move around. In some cases, parents claim the children's feet started rotting away. So that's why the Catholic Church was up in arms about this. But let's go back. We go back to this. This is what happens if you don't get your kids vaccinated. Dr. Ego criticized religious leaders opposed to the campaign, saying they were being insincere and were misleading to the public. He warned parents of dire consequences if they failed to take their children for vaccination. We will arrest and prosecute all the parents who will deny their children the vaccine, he said. So, and he said religious leaders don't have the right to mislead the public. And all they're doing is going, hey, look, these kids were paralyzed. We want an investigation. And they're going, shut up and take the vaccine. Just shut up and get in line. Bill Gates wants these vaccines sent to all the kids and injected because he needs a 10% reduction in population. In fact, if you guys can find it, it's a TED Talk where he says that, if you can find that. And now, it's not just Africa. It's not just last week when we covered, we thought it was Mexico, but it was Colombia, where the girls were flailing about for getting their HPV vaccine. Here it is in Vietnam. Seventh infant death after Vietnam brings back controversial vaccine Quinvaxum. A three-month-old boy died in the Central Highlands on Thursday soon after he was given Quinvaxum, a controversial 5-in-1 vaccine that Vietnam suspended for 5 months in 2013 following several infant deaths. He became very weak and turned pale a few hours later. He died soon after they brought him to a local hospital. Local health officials said around 20 other babies received the shots and they were fine. So, you know, only a 1 in 20 cause of death there, looks like. It is the WHO pre-qualified the drug and said it's much cheaper than alternatives. That's right. Gets the job done. The health ministry suspended the vaccine on May 4, 2013 after 9 infants died between November 2012 and March 2013. 6 infant deaths since Quinvaxum was brought back have not been linked to the vaccine either. So nothing to worry about. It's not the vaccine. We can't ever talk about our precious vaccines because then we might have to admit that there's something wrong with them. And then we might have to do real investigations and actually call for real studies of these things and then look at all the side effects and look at what parents are really saying after their kids get the shots. Because when we were taking calls a couple weeks ago about that, there's the young girls in Carmen del Boulevard in Colombia all having seizures after they received the loving Gardasil shot. So after the break, we're going to have David Knight in here talking about his adventures with the TSA, and I'm going to get to the spying garbage trucks and more news. It's the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. We are live. It's the fourth hour, and I'm your host, Rob Duke.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live here in the Central Texas Command Center. I'm your host, Rob Due, and riding shotgun over here is David Knight. He is a co-host of InfoWars Nightly News. It's in the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, he's always in, and he got a well-deserved vacation, except at the end, he had to be hassled by the TSA. No vacation is quite proper without the TSA, right?
Yeah, there were a couple of events right at the end of the vacation that got my blood pressure up.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's time to get back to work.
No. Well, before we get to that, I want to talk about this article that came out yesterday from Brandon Smith, and I think you're going to try to get him on the show on the nightly news tomorrow. Economic crisis, how you can prepare over the next 6 months. This is a great article. It's got some really, really good practical information in it. And it just talks about find two family members, two friends, and one neighbor of like mind. And then you guys start developing a plan. Approach your church, veterans hall, or other organization. Learn a trade or skill. You know how to work on cars. You know how to weld. You know how to use power tools.
Yeah,
you know how to use hand tools. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, first aid. There's a lot of skills that can be useful whenever there's a, you know, an economic collapse or societal breakdown.
You mean other than just staring at your smartphone?
That's right. That's not really a good skill because it's not going to last very long. And if the power ever goes out, commit to a rifle training course at least once a week. Create a local ham network. Learn basic emergency combat medical response. And I like this one here. Store at least 1 year of food and then store extra. So get a year of food and then get more. And we had a great guest on today with we're coming out with a new line, InfoWarsSelect.com. And they're having a great special right now, a 3-month food supply. And it's got a 25-year shelf life. You go to InfoWarsSelect.com. They're in these space-saving storage totes. Made in the USA, no MSG or yeast extract. They got breakfast, lunch, dinner kits, and they're all built with Ziplocs, so nothing goes to waste. And you can find all the information there at InfoWarsSelect.com. I definitely have several years' worth of food, and the older stuff I had actually gave to my parents, and then I upgraded with more. What about you? How is your?
That's impressive. I've only got a few months. I need to get more because I don't have anywhere close to a year.
And you never know. I also have the water filter, the ProPure, that don't need electricity to filter your water. You can just, and I have rainwater collected all over my house.
Because if gravity goes away, we're really messed up.
Exactly. Yeah. If gravity goes away, we're screwed. But right now, we still have gravity. It filters the water. So ProPure, InfoWarsSelect.com is a 1-2 punch to at least be able to take care of your friends and family during a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be economic collapse. It could be an earthquake in your area. It could be a power plant blows up. It could be maybe a nuclear incident, one of these power plants. You know,
it could be the EPA releasing chemicals into the water supply like they did out west.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of farmers that weren't able to water their crops. They were afraid to drink it.
And it was created by the government.
Created by the government, and it was actually predicted by a guy who lives in Farmington. He actually wrote an op-ed. I tried tracking him down, but I think he's still on vacation. He wrote this op-ed. He was so pissed off that he goes, what the EPA is going to do is cause a disaster, and then they're going to go, here is our solution. It's to build a giant cleanup center worth multi-millions of dollars.
Well, he wasn't just theorizing. He'd been an engineer for 40-some-odd years, and he said what they're doing is guaranteed to cause an explosion and a release of these materials.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to use this as an excuse to expand their own fiefdom.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they did.
So tell me a little bit about your vacation. You just got back. Very well deserved. You took over for Alex while he was gone. You're covering all those days. Plus, we had the nightly news. And
well, we just took an opportunity to relax to the Pacific Northwest. I'd never really seen it in much detail.
It's nice and cool up there.
Oh, it was nice. That was a prerequisite. Yeah. We had to go somewhere where it was cool. We wanted to see the redwood forests.
Right.
And my sons and daughter had never seen that before. So we went into Portland. Looked around Oregon. It was very beautiful. Looked at the waterfalls, the Columbia River Gorge. Then we went down, saw the Redwood Forest, went up to the Olympia Peninsula, saw the rainforest up there, saw Mount St. Helens. So we did a lot of driving. It was a very nice trip.
Mount St. Helens looks interesting. It looks like somebody took a big bite out of that mountain.
Yeah. And right there where they Johnston was one of the guys from the U.S. Geological Service that was killed that day that exploded.
Was he the one taking the photographs and saying, this is it?
Yeah, they'd been warning people, but they were completely surprised by the magnitude.
Right.
It was way, way bigger than anything they had expected. So he was there observing, and, of course, the blast zone went many, many miles. I forget how many miles it was, but it's absolutely incredible because they have markers where the blast zone went to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the outer edge of the blast zone, they now have trees that are 30, 35 years old, but still, around Mount St. Helens, nothing has grown back.
Wow.
So, and you can see where they built this monument there. You can see where the mountain blew out and came towards him. It was 8 miles away. It reached him within 40 seconds. That's how fast it was traveling.
And that is not the only active volcano in that area.
No.
I think there's like 13. There's a few that are dormant, but in that area, it's very active, and it has to do with the tectonic plates out in the Pacific.
And it was minuscule compared to the caldera that's at Yellowstone.
Right.
Absolutely tiny. Many, many orders of magnitude smaller than what Yellowstone is. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And so now you had a great vacation. You're back at the airport, about to fly back. And of course, the TSA had to jump in. And
Rob, we always opt out as a family. I always opt out. I've had situations where we had the opt out and film. I filmed myself. I was traveling by myself, so I didn't have anybody to film me. So you can see this. But you really need to hear what went on between us. To put this in context, we'll play that in just a second, but to put it in context, we went up and traveling with my daughter, they let my wife and daughter go through the scanner instead of having the pat down. And so we were talking to the fellow there about the adoption and that sort of thing. He had adopted a child. And so he said, oh, just all of you go through, right, except for Travis. Travis was over to the side. He had already opted out. So we had to wait a very long time for him. And what was unusual about it was the guy who was a screener, when he finally got there, spent a very long time talking to Travis. And so we started filming. We don't always film.
Yeah.
But we started filming. That got them very upset. So the guy who let us through came up to me and started talking to me about filming. And this is what he had to say.
All right, let's roll it.
I did you guys a favor by letting you go through that door. Now you're doing this?
I do this all the time, yes.
We have to do it because he opts
out. Well, I have to do this to protect my rights.
Yeah, but we're not offending him. Right?
I find this whole process offensive. Well, yes, I find it offensive in America to be considered a terrorist and have to prove my innocence. So I'm going to keep doing this. I have a right to do this. Okay. If you look at the TSA, it says I have a right to do this.
If he agrees, have his face up there, because we've been slandered a lot when we've done our job and we've done the thing.
You know what? There's nothing about him agreeing to doing his job. If police and TSA, we're allowed to film. It's our right to do that. You are servants of the people. You are not separate to the people. We have a right to film you. We will continue to film you. Yeah. There are cameras everywhere.
I know.
Everybody's being... So these are our cameras. Okay. These are the people's cameras. Yeah. You got a problem with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I just told you I did you a favor.
I understand. Okay. I understand you think you did us a favor. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
So you can see that long shot there. My other son, when he saw this developing,
started filming.
He went to the back, pulled out his camera, and started filming me to see what was going on because he thought something was going to develop there. But that was the thing about it. When I said, hey, you've got cameras all around here, the guy got this look on his face like, we got everywhere.
We got scanners, man. Yeah. We got all these toys they let us play with. We get to look through your bags.
Yeah.
Great.
Do you notice how insensitive he got about the fact that we were going to possibly put pictures of them up on the internet? And it's like, why are you guys treating us like slaves?
Yeah.
That's the security theater. That's the result of 9/11, what they brought in with 9/11, with the fake underwear bomber. We're going to talk about that on the nightly news
tonight. That's right.
But when you look at this security theater, understand that what they're going to do at the border with the wall, they've already, that's security theater as well. It's not going to close the border. It's not going to help anything. This is being incentivized. The open immigration is being incentivized by Obama. He has given them all kinds of goodies. And when you make that kind of pot of gold available to them at the end of the rainbow, they will do anything to come in. And guess what? About 40% of them come in on airplanes, according to some statistics. We don't know because we don't know how many people are coming in. Some people have put that figure out. You can't verify that because we don't know who's coming into the country. But these efforts to try to stop this, to try to set up a police state at the border, are going to be just as ineffective, just as obtrusive as this ridiculous TSA theater that we have to go through.
Hey, you know, I went tubing over the weekend, the long weekend, and I met a guy who's a Hispanic fellow and his girlfriend. We were all inflating our tubes, and we started talking about a little bit about politics. He'd never heard of InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so what do you think about Trump? I said, well, you know, I like some things Trump says and they need to be said, but I don't think, you know, building a wall is going to solve anything. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you build a 10-foot wall, you get an 11-foot ladder. Are you going to tunnel under it?
Right.
There's ways to get around that. I think you have to get rid of the incentives for people to come here. And he goes, you know, I heard it's not even mostly Mexicans. It's people from South America and people from China coming in.
Yes.
And he's right. You know, and he doesn't even listen to us, but the word is getting out there that it's not about Mexican people. Mm-hmm. It's about the whole world wanting to come here, and we have to do this legal and lawfully because we're not allowed to go anywhere else and just show up. You know, John McAfee got deported from Guatemala when he went in there illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you're getting out of our country. You're out of here. Yeah. You came in through here illegally. We don't like it. So they booted him out of the country back to the U.S. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You get caught, you know. There's now reports of people like 5 times being deported that are getting caught. I mean, it's getting ridiculous out there. Totally ridiculous.
And so now Trump, of course, he tried to walk it back today.
Yeah.
But he says, we need to bring the refugees from Syria in because they're going through absolute hell. That's not the criteria. And he never addressed what was the root cause of the Syrian war, of the Syrian refugees, about our support, our creation, our arming, our equipping of ISIS. How that began in Syria. That was those were the surrogates of John McCain and Barack Obama. And of course, he completely ignores that. He says this wouldn't have happened if we'd gone in and attacked Syria. And it's like we did go in and attack Syria. We would have done it more, except we exposed that they were using false flag incidents to try the sarin gas, supposedly, that was released. They tried to use things like that to up the war. It would have been more refugees. Would have been more destruction.
Well, and Obama wanted to go in, too. Obama wanted to go in, and we had the military stand down and said, we're not going to be ISIS's Air Force.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
And so he's echoing the same things as Obama, which I think is just totally despicable.
It underscores the fact that we don't really have a choice in this. That all of these guys are they're not outsiders. They're not talking about anything different. Ben Carson, Donald Trump, they're not saying anything that the other guys haven't already said in terms of our foreign policy, in terms of civil liberties. Have you heard any of them talk about this security theater? Have you heard any of them propose anything that would give us our constitutional rights back? They ask these gotcha questions like it's a game show about the political parties of Israel. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If they don't know or care about the Constitution, about our Bill of Rights, ask them about that.
Yeah.
Ask them if they can recite one of the amendments in the Bill of Rights. Okay,
and the Seventh Amendment. You know that.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem. It is the presidential reality show, as Gerald Celente said, and others. It really. I know people are putting a lot of eggs behind Donald Trump, and he's saying some things that need to be said. And it's great that stuff's getting out there in the public arena. But at the end of the day, when you're getting that high up, you know, if Trump was really going to be an agent of change, a positive change to get rid of what's going on with the Federal Reserve and all that, he would either be killed or he would be destroyed politically.
That's right. Of course, he's been funding it on the other end. He's been one of the people driving it, buying politicians. But I want to get back to this TSA thing for a moment, because one of the things I think you notice that the guy walked away.
Right.
He said up to him, I wasn't going to put that camera down. You cannot allow them to define what your country is. You cannot make them force you through the machines. If they force you through the machines, they're going to force you into the concentration camps.
Yep.
They're going to force you into the showers one day. You have to stand up. When we go through this, when we opt out, we're the only ones doing it anymore. I don't see anybody doing it. That's one of the reasons why this guy got so indignant about it, because we opted out in the first place. This is so unusual. They had to go get a supervisor to come do it because Americans have accepted this as reality that they live in. So when we go through this, we try to throw a monkey wrench in the system. I know that it's not much, but it's a monkey wrench. But we throw a little plastic hollow monkey wrench when one person does it or one family does it. It's easily crushed. If the masses would stand up and say, we're opting out, we've tried to do this with people with the opt-out, we've organized that twice, must everybody opt out on this one day? The first time, they were very scared about it.
Right.
They just completely opened up all the gates and let everybody go through because they thought it was going to be a massive revolt against that. So they're concerned about that. We see every time people stand up to government, whether it's the Bundy Ranch or whether it's other places, they always will back down when you're in the right. And we're in the right. We have the law. We have the Constitution on our side.
And you stood there. You didn't yell. You got in his face, but you did it very politely. And you explained yourself.
Yeah.
And what you did, it should be a model for people and how they should film the TSA and opt out. I mean, that's a model strategy that you used.
Well, thanks. There was an article we had up yesterday. I didn't have a chance to look at it because we were traveling, but there was a pastor who stood up to an officer who was telling them that they had to go to the designated free speech area. You don't have designated free speech areas. The First Amendment is not an area. That was a sign that was up at the Bundy Ranch. That got a lot of people upset, but we get used to these things. At first, people push back against it.
Right.
Then they get used to it. And we've seen this free speech suppression going on at every one of the political conventions, Democrat and Republican, for the last several cycles. They take everybody who is there to protest and they stick them in a cage now.
Yeah.
In a cage, not just enough to remove them away from the front of a place where they could be seen, but to put them in a cage. That's what we've done to our rights. We've put them in a cage. We've turned everything upside down. The Constitution was meant to cage in the government, not the people. And now the people are using, if they're allowed to use their First Amendment, it's from a cage.
And then we tell people that we have to go to war and fight these other people to preserve our rights and our freedom when here at home we're systematically destroying what, you know, has really been a 200-plus year experiment.
Now. Yes.
You know, and it's really a shame. We got a few more minutes left. I want to get to this. Garbage trucks begin to recording license plates for law enforcement.
So
now the garbage man's going to be the new the new secret police. And I have a clip. This is from Activist Post. They had a clip in here from the local television station in it's in Silicon Valley. And let's roll that first clip.
It is a different way to fight crime in a city facing a shortage of police officers. But now San Jose is considering equipping garbage trucks with license plate readers as an extra set of eyes on the streets.
Never thought of it that way. But, we live in a different world.
Never in a million years did Steve Jones of Garden City Sanitation think his garbage trucks could be used for anything more than a pick up trash, let alone a crime-fighting tool.
I mean, that'd be a pretty good day if we ended up having to drive by a car that was used to abduct a child, and that child got saved.
Help with Amber Alerts and tracking stolen cars. Reasons the city of San Jose is exploring mounting license plate readers on garbage and recycling trucks.
There you go. You know how much they're going to cost? $15,000 a piece. Do you think they're concerned about stolen vehicles or lost children?
No.
No, it's going to be about serving warrants and giving people tickets.
That's right.
That's what it's going to be about, because they're going to go by and say, oh, you were parked illegally.
Mostly tickets.
Yeah.
Mostly tickets.
That's what it's all going to be about. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with safety. It has nothing to do with finding stolen cars. They're not going to find one stolen car.
But they always use it as safety.
Right.
Again, when we were in the airport, every couple of minutes, there's a loop from the TSA. Safety is our number one concern. It's not my number one concern. We've gone from a country where our founder said, give me liberty or give me death, to this country where it's like safety, throw everything under the bus for safety, literally under the bus.
Safety first.
Now. Yeah. But you know what? When you do that, when you give up your liberty, what are you? You're a slave. You're a prisoner. Prisoners and slaves are never safe.
And you deserve neither if you give up your liberty
That's
for
right.
security. You will get and deserve neither, That's your liberty right. or security. Remember that out there when you are going through those TSA lines. If you're not opting out, you should be. And film it. Film the pat down. They don't like it. That's fine. They got cameras everywhere. All right? Film your opt-outs. Put them up on YouTube. Get other people involved. All right, we got one more segment left. It's the Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Rich Dad Overdrive.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
Well, I wanted to take calls this last segment, but Jakari Jackson ran in here and threw David Knight out. He's got some gun news we're going to get to. So, Eric, Wesley, Sherry, Joshua, and Donna. Sorry, Donna's got a kid. Looks like her son died.
I know it's important.
Yeah, let's go to Donna. This is pretty serious. Let's go to Donna real quick. She's been holding. Donna, what's your story? This seems really sad.
I wanted to warn parents about teachers and school officials who like to say that their children shouldn't be active or ask too many questions. That happened to my son when he was diagnosed with ADHD when he was in the fifth grade. And 8 years ago, he passed away at 19. The ADHD drugs just really ruined him. And I grew up in that era with the propaganda, that whole just say no thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to tell me that marijuana made him feel better. But every time I caught him smoking, I'd throw him in rehab. And then every time I'd throw him in rehab, they put him on an antidepressant. So instead of ADHD drugs, then we added that on top of it, and I don't want any parent to ever have to go through what I did or my husband did. When you have to bury a child, it changes you, and you're going to fight all you can for the children because it's speed. They're giving these kids speed, mm-hmm. and I know the doctors know that.
Because
I was a doctor's assistant. It just makes no sense. And so that was my message, and you guys are doing a great job. I won't keep you. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that, David. And you're doing a great job. Love the fourth hour. Keep up the good work.
Well, appreciate it. Tell your friends and family about it. I definitely want to take more calls to especially get stories like yours because we got to warn people out there when they're pushing these drugs on us. We have to be able to stand up and have the information to know that you're not alone when you want to fight back and say no because there's other people out there that either didn't say no or they're learning from their mistakes or did say no in time. So. Very sorry to hear that, Donna. God bless you. Thank you for calling. You've got some gun news. It looks like what state is it they want to?
This is in Boston, so okay. Massachusetts. Huh? They're running this program up there where they're mailing legal gun owners and asking them to turn in their weapons or, you know, come to the gun buyback. They'll give you a little $300 gift certificate.
Wow. How do they know they have guns?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Rob, because every time we talk to these people say, we want more gun control, you guys are conspiracy theorists to say that there's some type of gun registry. Well, just like you mentioned, how do they know who has a gun if there is no such thing as a gun registry? They'll tell you the ACF or the FBI, they always destroy this information X number of days after it's been completed. But somebody got a hold of this information, just like we saw in New York last year.
It must have been going through Hillary's server.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Just like we saw last year in New York, Project Veritas did a video about it, how they had the concealed carriers, all their information in a database, and some newspaper published it. And then Project Veritas goes out to the house and is like, hey, you want to put this gun-free zone sign in your front yard?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. Somebody's going to break in. You think?
Wow. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
It's basic common sense. But to say something real quick about the TSA, which you and David were talking about, I had an experience the last time I got on a plane. I think we went to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through the pat down, and the guy actually opened my bag. And the silliest thing I've ever seen the TSA do, they opened a can of Altoids. And we're shaking the can of Altoids trying to see what was inside. I was like, bro, it's Altoids.
Yeah.
And they take stuff out of my bag, and they're rubbing down my camera batteries with the wand and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just this is the most ridiculous stuff.
What you got here, boy?
Yeah, just silliness.
It's a ridiculous society we're living in now, and we have to fight back, or it's only going to get more ridiculous. They're going to start telling you what to say, how to say it, who to talk to, who not to talk to. We have to stand up, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing the fourth hour, to get 5 hours of programming a day here at Infowars.com, Central Texas Command Center. I'm Rob Dew. That's Jakari Jackson. Thanks for watching. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. The way you support us. Thanks for watching.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.